The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Even with the best coverage that I have ever seen from the media ever, Kamala Harris is not just plateauing in the polls, but going backward in the polls. You'll remember that Kamala Harris thought she could get away with lying about Biden for 4 years, his age specifically, but also the awful policies that him and her did together. Recent polls suggest that she did not get away with that lie, however, and I'll show you them in just a second. But here first is a video of President Biden just this last week being asked openly about the coup that he went through. Watch it right here.
Donald Trump claims that you were pushed out, put from the top of the ticket, and this was amounts to a coup from your party. What do you make of those claims?
Stability is still pressure.
His what?
What's your message to people who are...
He had no response. Just mouth agape, eyes wide open. Like, this man is not well. He's clearly so old, and I really shouldn't... I would never make fun of an old person, honestly. I have respect for my elders. I think we should respect them, except for if they are actively trying to hold power over you and then lie to you and say that they're not old. At that point, all gloves are off. Like, I would never mock an old person. I think, you know, I think that's really bad, except for when they try to usurp power over you and lie to you. That's just my one exception to that rule. I've said for a while that there's a large percentage of the vote. This is just kind of some of my political thoughts overall. I think there's a large percentage of the vote in America that are honestly the stupid vote. I really hate to say that. There's a lot of people out there that are like, Americans are not, they're smarter than this. I don't believe that. I just don't. I think there are a lot of Americans that are not too smart for this. But this is actually the one exception to that rule, which is that they just don't buy into the crap that the media has been feeding them specifically about Biden's age. They buy into tons of crap from the media. But one thing that even the stupid vote didn't buy into is this lie that Biden just stepped down. He did not. And no one believes that. He didn't just wake up one morning and decide, hey, like, I don't want my legacy to continue into two terms. He didn't think that. It never happened. Kamala Harris lied about his health for 4 years and then forced him to step out so that she could be president, along, of course, with Nancy Pelosi, the Clintons, and the Obamas. Again, though, as I said, this lie, it actually didn't turn out. Most people don't believe this, even the stupid vote, and that is manifesting itself in these recent polls that I'm going to show you right here, which really suggest to me that the Kamala Harris kind of honeymoon period, it's over. I'm going to show you three right here. These are from different people as well. And as I've talked about in the past, yeah, there, you know, some of the polling isn't as accurate. Sometimes polls don't translate, sure, but this is what we got, right? So this is what we're going off of. So Trafalgar Group, this is just a swing state poll, way more important than the national poll. The national poll, it really just doesn't matter, right? I mean, it all comes down to the Electoral College, so talking about it's fine sometimes, but the swing states is really what we care about. You can see right here from the Trafalgar Group, Pennsylvania, Trump is up by two. Wisconsin is up by, he's up by one. Michigan, he's even. Just to be clear, if Donald Trump takes Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and North Carolina, which as of now he has a higher percentage chance to do than Kamala Harris by a thin margin, I mean, it is very razor close. If he takes those states and wins just one of these, it's game over. If, as this poll suggests, he takes Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, he could even lose some of those other states. I mean, he doesn't need Nevada anymore. I don't even think he needs Arizona at that point because Wisconsin is a more populous state. So you know, anyway, this poll looks very good. It's very different from the rest. It's not the only one, though. I'll show you right here. We have the second. This is insider polling, swing states poll. This is the other side. So I just showed you kind of what they call the blue wall, the Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. These are the swing state polls in the other region that I was just talking about. Arizona, Trump's up by one. Nevada, Trump up by one. Georgia, he's even. North Carolina, up by one. So again, razor thin. I'm not saying that this isn't close, but when you look at polls, and I'm going to kind of make this clear with my next poll that I'm going to show you, you don't always know where the polls are at, but what you can see is where the polls are changing. Among the same pollsters, if you're seeing, you know, plus three, Kamala, plus three, and then all of a sudden plus two, plus one, and now Trump plus one, I'm not saying those polls are necessarily accurate, but you know that there is momentum heading in one way. And what you're seeing for all of these pollsters is that Trump is suddenly starting to pull higher than he was pulling before. If you look right now, this is kind of manifest in this graph that I'll show you right here. This is from ActiveVote US. You can see that August 14th, half a month ago, not long ago, Harris was up 4.8 nationally. Then just a week later, Harris is up by 5.2, and now suddenly only up by 1.6. So this kind of shows you where the momentum is heading. Again, I don't know if those numbers are actually accurate, but it does seem that the honeymoon period is completely ended. The bump that they wanted for the DNC never happened, partly in part because RFK Jr. came out and endorsed Donald Trump, which was expert timing, by the way, because it just rendered the DNC completely useless. But we're seeing massive waves toward Donald Trump. Of course, if this continues, this was only over the last like 2 weeks. If this happened again in the next 2 weeks or month, it would be perfect timing considering a lot of those early mail-in ballots are coming in, especially in Pennsylvania, one of the key, like the most key swing state. And you could see Donald Trump easily win those states where he was kind of pulling behind. Well, the thing is, guys, Kamala Harris is not the only one floundering in the polls or, you know, anytime she talks to reporters. Tim Walz was fine answering questions about fried food and, you know, the county fair. I think it was maybe the state fair that he was at. But as soon as one tough question got in there, he literally could not answer it at all. Check it out.
Governor, how are you feeling?
What's your reaction to the six hostages being found dead in Gaza?
All right. Thanks, everybody.
It's insulting. I didn't play the whole clip, but that was like the fifth question that was asked. The first four were about the state fair, which is fine. He was at it, whatever. Then a journalist actually asked a real question, and his handlers told him to step out. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz run from any policy-related question. This is just the status quo for them at this point. Everyone knows it. Especially one, by the way. This is really interesting. They're very complacent in this one because they are on the far left part of the Democrat Party that is not pro-Israel. Compared to, you know, Joe Biden. I think this is one of actually the biggest discrepancies between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. This is the party, by the way, that immediately when they condemned Israel for when Hamas executed the American hostages. If you didn't hear, over the weekend, Hamas killed the American hostages. And again, the Democrat Party, instead of blaming Hamas, who did it, they blamed Israel. For anyone still convinced, by the way, that the leftist propaganda machine, that Israel is to blame for Hamas killing people, Hamas has never once asked for or agreed to a ceasefire deal. They've never done it. Israel has been open to it. They've been less open to it at times. They've actually come up with an agreement where they would do it. Hamas never wants it. So why are we asking Israel to ceasefire when Hamas is murdering Israelis and Americans? It makes no sense. Why would us in the West, Israel is part of the West at this point, kowtow to a terrorist organization? It's completely beyond me. Hamas holds the responsibility for those dead Americans, but the Biden administration's desire to just slowly lose, it's pathetic. And this is why Tim Walz can't speak to it, because he agrees with that policy. I mean, the Biden administration is not just in Israel, but the Biden administration, when it comes to foreign policy, looks the same as what a Harris-Walz administration would look like. It would not change at all. It is the Democratic Party platform. It's the way foreign policy has worked for them for a very long time. I have to say that even beyond the economy is big, but beyond economy, it's crazy to think that anyone would vote for Harris over Trump just based on what you can see and what is actually tangible. The economy is crazy for sure, right? Like, you look It's like, how does anyone believe that the economy would be better under Harris than Trump? Because we have the case study. Like, we have what happened between 2017, 2021, and then you have what we have today. And it's just, there's just no comparison. How you could believe that Trump would be worse, I don't understand it. It's crazy for the economy. But for foreign policy, I think it's even crazier, because we literally had unprecedented world peace from 2017 to 2021. And now we are looking at literally on the verge of world wars between Ukraine and Russia. Not only did Russia invade Ukraine, we now have Ukraine attacking Russia on Russian soil. Again, I'm not even getting into the morality of this. I'm not even talking about my position on Ukraine. I'm just saying war is bad. It wasn't happening under Trump. It's that simple. It really is that simple. We're looking at potentially a escalated conflict in the Middle East as well between Iran and Israel. Those things weren't even a thought, because it turns out that terrorists were scared of Trump, and they aren't that scared of continual wars that the Democrats love, because it turns out that continual wars actually keep people like Putin, like Xi Jinping, in power all along. So again, how anyone could look at Trump and think that somehow he's gonna be worse is crazy. How you could look at Kamala Harris and think that you're gonna get anything different than what Biden is equally as crazy. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.